Now here is David to introduce our fifth and final selection of news stories.
We're going to finish this week on a seasonal and religious theme. The Benefact Group is going to give £120,000 away to Norfolk charities this year. Church leaders are uniting to diminish food poverty and promote peace. The Norwich Cathedral's graffiti secrets are being revealed. There's going to be an evening news carol service on December the 17th, and a stunning gingerbread tribute to Richard Hughes is at the Assembly House. Here, with good cheer, is Jane.
People in Norfolk are being encouraged to nominate a charity to receive a festive financial boost. Benefact Group's movement for good awards is set to give away £120,000 as part of its annual 12 Days of Giving Christmas campaign. The Financial Services Group will distribute £1,000 to 10 charities each day for 12 days leading up to Christmas, benefiting 120 charities in total. Draws will take place every weekday between December the 5th and December the 20th. Nominating is easy using the online form at movementforgood.com.
Leaders of several churches signed a declaration of commitment for Christian unity at an evensong service at Norwich Anglican Cathedral on November the 24th. The leaders from the Anglican, Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, URC, Quakers and Salvation Army denominations aim to work together towards a shared mission. The service was attended by around 150 people. The leaders have set out their priorities for ecumenical mission, which include sharing friendship and understanding and helping the lost and vulnerable.
Curses and omens have been found scratched into the walls of the cathedral by an archaeological survey. Members of the Norfolk Medieval Graffiti Survey uncovered the ominous messages after carrying out a study of the Norman building. Matthew Champion, project director, said, "The building is quite literally covered in graffiti. We have made a number of superb discoveries, including ships, names, animals, windmills, figures and prayers. Specialist lighting was used to reveal markings that cannot be seen otherwise."
Details of one of Norfolk's biggest carol concerts have been announced. The Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News Carol Service will be held on December the 17th at Norwich's St. Peter Mancroft Church. The event will raise money for the Nancy Oldfield Trust, which is based in Neatishead and provides boating opportunities on the Norfolk Broads for disabled and disadvantaged people. The carol service will start at 6 p.m. and run until 7:30 p.m. Tickets will cost £7.
A Bake Off star has created a stunning gingerbread tribute to Richard Hughes at the Assembly House. He was the chef director at the venue and died on September the 1st following a long illness. Kate Barmby, a full-time respiratory nurse at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, created the magical model. She met Richard in 2016 after appearing as a contestant on Channel 4's The Great British Bake Off. The gingerbread assembly house is lit from within and includes the Georgian building's rainbow lighting, Christmas dining igloos, and a host of personal details for Richard. He was involved in the design of the 3D 6-foot-long diorama, giving Kate a list of loved ones he dreamt of seeing created in gingerbread. This included his grandchildren, head of pastry Mark Mitson, front of house manager Jamie Gooder, his wife Stacia, and daughter Stacy. Kate said, at a time when lots of people were after a bit of the bake-off glow, Richard and Stacia treated me with respect and kindness. He guided me in how to give my cookery classes, and I could not have asked for a better mentor. The enormous gingerbread house took her 3 months to build and is a scale replica.